Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara Beauty Podcast. I'm Jen.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm festive. Can I be festive now?
Well, you're wearing a red sweater.
Is that all right, Jess?
Yeah.
I know that you are very strict about when we're allowed to enter into festivity season.
The time is now. The time is now.
We can have a red border on.
Yes.
Things are good.
Okay. Yeah.
You said goodbye to ochre and rust and orange.
Yes. I was still in the same, like, this isn't festive. I've been wearing this hooded sweatshirt since the pandemic. This was a pandemic, like, fundraising sweatshirt, and I'm still wearing it. It's so cozy. It's my nicest, thickest sweatshirt. But
It's reading is silver.
Okay. I like
so
that. So, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, well, that actually reminds me. So I saw that Sephora has a new CEO.
Okay.
Which gave me huge flashbacks to when I worked at Sephora in the U.S. and it was so small that we had to go do, like, trust falls and, like, an offsite with the whole Sephora team. And I ended up in the group with the CEO
and
the VP of merchandising. And I had to do trust fall with the VP of merchandising.
This is like startup vibes.
It was because it was a French company, but it was just coming to the States when I started there. And so I don't know if you know this. I'm going to go unearth it so I can put it on our Instagram. We were so janky that I was in the store visuals. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
That I modeled for Sephora?
No.
So it was for holiday time. And there were like, we did this holiday photo shoot with like six holiday makeup looks using Sephora brands.
This is
and
so funny.
They did my makeup, and like I had to say why I was going to wear this look to, like, you know, my holiday party. And oh, it was a what was that line? It was from, she was Hawaiian, and it was a seafoam green and black, and it had like a flapper on the front, and it was like a 20s throwback line.
Body and soul.
Okay, that was the. They had a silver eyeshadow that was the highlight of this look.
Oh my God.
And so a huge blow up of my damn face was in Sephora stores all over New York City.
Does your mom have like a picture of this?
Let me tell you. Does my mom, not only my mom, so the word silver bell.
Oh my God. B-L-L-E. Go on.
We were really good at the copywriting. It's for.
Yeah. You guys were.
I probably came up with that. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were.
Was next to my face, and it was like, how to get the look for, you know, it didn't say Jen. It was just like, I don't, like, Please acknowledge this is a real woman and not a model. Because like, it's Silver Bell. Jess, they gave out cards in the store, like with each of the looks. So there were these Silver Bell cards. My best friend Lara went to the store and like took all of them and gave them to like all my friends for, I want to say, a good 10 to 15 years. Whenever I went to their house, on their fridge with magnets was Silver Bell.
How do I not know this story? How do I not know the story?
I'm going to go. I have like one of those memory tubs down in the storage space. I'm pretty sure I still have a Silver Bell in there.
Go find it, like fish it out.
I am twice as old as I was in that photo, which is crazy to me. Anyway, when I saw the new CEO of Sephora, I was like, how far that company has come, how far I've come.
So, okay, this is not quite nearly as impressive or glamorous, but I have like two big Sephora memories. One, so I was like super obsessed with makeup and beauty, like, you know, growing up before I got in the industry. And it was like, you know, must, you know, be in beauty industry, must, you know, be high powered beauty executive one day, like a psycho little, like, you know, like boss baby, you know, like with eyeshadow.
Boss baby, beauty executive.
Yeah. I was like, so obsessed with beauty and like, but like the industry of it and everything, like a nut. I don't know why I wasn't in like therapy, but anyway, long story short, my mom was like so sweet and like, you know, supported this like demented vision. She got, you know, the Sunday Style section every day would always give it to me first. And this Sunday Style section one day in New York Times, Sunday Style section had like some headline like Sephora is coming. And it was, she's like, look, Jess, she's like, there's this French store that's all beauty. And I remember the picture and it was like, wait, what? Like, you know, like blink, blink, like rubbing my eyes.
By the way, that was a novel concept at the time. There were no beauty retailers.
Exactly. There was like, you know, for those of you who know it, like there was like Harmon, discount beauty retailer. And it was like Harmon was the big thing. And where I lived, like in New Jersey, you'd go and like stock up on beauty and it was like a little bit lower price, but it was not luxury. The fact that there was this like mega store of just beauty, I remember being like, wait, what is this? And it's coming to the US, like it's coming to New York. Because it wasn't in the, you know, the suburbs yet. It was just like 57th Street, boom, it's coming. Or it's 57th or like Fifth Avenue. But I remember going and it was like major. And then I remember
a girl
I knew. Do you
think they crossed paths and didn't know? I wonder.
Maybe.
I was in stores all the time.
I don't know.
Okay, keep going. Girl,
but
you knew.
But then I remember going to your office and I'm sure maybe I saw you in the office. Sorry, this is so boring for anyone who like, doesn't care, but you can fast forward. there was the Sephora office because I knew a girl who worked there and it was like I was doing my kind of informational round of interviews. Like, hey, I want a job somewhere. And she was a copywriter. And I went to go see her.
What year was this?
2003.
Was it Melissa Schweiger?
No, her name was Cindy Fedita.
Oh, I was already gone at that point.
Yeah, sorry you weren't there. But I just remember thinking like,
I never heard that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been a great job for you.
Yeah, it would have. But, you know, it's okay.
So I ended up as Harper's Bazaar beauty director, Moda Operandi beauty director. It's okay.
It was, but I remember just thinking like, holy cow, like this is where it all happens. All the products get their names here. Not really knowing, you know.
Oh, I have so many Sephora stories for you, like when Tom Cruise sued me, but everybody's already heard that one. Okay, we'll do that for another.
Yeah, that was a goodie. That was a good one. And now Sephora is, you know, major. So, wow, how things have changed in like 20 years.
I know. And there's a little preview on the news because that's some beauty, some business desk for you that they have a new CEO. Not sure why that is or what that means for the brand, but we'll keep watching. I'll do the news. We're going to do the news this episode.
Exciting.
Raise a wand. Festive.
Jen, what's your favorite holiday song? Do you have a favorite holiday song?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Mariah Carey one. I really do. It never gets old. Oh my God, what do we do to deserve her? At this point, she could be a bot for all I know, and it's fine. It's fine. Just keep on giving me that. That's what I want from you, Mariah Carey. Yeah, and I like the bells in the background. What about you?
I like all the old-fashioned ones, like the truly old-fashioned ones. Like not like pop ones.
Okay. I also like Handel's Messiah, because when I was in orchestra, you know, we did a full showing of Handel's Messiah each Christmas.
Oh, this is like very...
It's a lovely cello part.
For pop, I would say Last Christmas.
Oh, Wham?
By Wham.
Am I making that up?
Yeah, by Wham.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you believe I knew that? I never know.
Yeah, that would be mine.
Okay.
It's really like, it's like melancholy. You know, it's like happy, sad. I like that one.
Yes. Yes, there's probably a great German word for that, but my vocab in German is not coming along too well, so I don't have that word for you, but I guarantee there's a German word for the bittersweet melancholy around holiday times.
And do they know it's Christmas, which is also kind of sad, but I like
it
that one
It does have
too.
That vibe as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go dance with Mariah and Buffle, her makeup artist, and you can cry in the corner. Yeah. Let's do the show.
Lovely, Jen. Lovely. Okay, what you got for me?
Oh, hi. I got the news for you. Okay. I'm coming in hot with a makeup tip. Okay,
makeup
some service
tip.
To start out the news. Well, I actually went to see what L'Oreal Paris is going to be launching in 2023, like a little preview of all the products coming out with.
Okay, I love L'Oreal.
And I caught up with makeup artist Val Garland.
Oh my God, Beige.
Yeah, she's been with them since like 2019, 2017, something like that. So she's like a consulting makeup artist with them, and she was taking us through new launches. But she had this good tip that I tried and I wanted to share with people.
Okay.
It's for those of us whose vermilion border is not so great. First of all, as I was preparing for this, I was like, vermilion border is such a great name for like a makeup line or a band.
Yes, it is. It is.
Vermilion border is, so you guys know, that edge of your lip where it goes from whatever color your lips are. They're not always vermilion. Wow, now that I'm thinking about that, that was really like focused on white people there, wasn't it? Vermilion border when they came up with that. If your lips are dark brown, it's where it's just a crispy, nice edge that you have to your lip. So she works with Helen Mirren, who does not have a great vermilion border. As you mature, you know, that part of your lip gets...
washed away, erodes.
Yes, or as Jane Fonda said on our show, gravelly.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like lip liner. I know you just put on a lip liner. I'm so sorry. But Val, which I don't know what that's doing for you, but Val says it can make some people's lips look smaller. Like people that don't have lip filler and things like that.
Taking
more mature women. You know, it closes in the mouth a little bit. So what she does instead is she puts, to keep the lipstick in place and also just like crisp up the edge, she puts a flat tip brush and makeup and pore minimizer. Like, you know, like a blurry pore minimizer, one of those silicone-rich kind of face creams that you use before you put on makeup. And just around the outside of the lip, so that acts as like the waxy substance that a lip liner would have to sort of crisp up the edge when you put the color in. And then she uses an eyebrow pencil, like an ashy brown or that color, whatever your color eyebrow pencil is. And she really – because you know how an eyebrow pencil doesn't lay down a lot of color payoff usually?
Yeah, yeah.
The good ones are like sketchier. She sketches along the edge with the eyebrow pencil to create a tiny bit of a shadow. She's like, don't freak out. You look like you think you have a mustache on at first, but it really works. And then you put your lip color on. And that's, she says it works great if you don't have a nice crisp.
And did it look good? I'm assuming she demoed it.
I mean, totally. Also, it's Val Garland doing it. So like.
I saw someone do this on, but not the Val Garland way, but I was watching some TikTok and, you know, I reserve a lot of judgment with a lot of like TikTok beauty stuff because I feel like is that the expression reserve judgment? I don't know. I guess I have a raised brow with a lot of TikTok stuff because a lot of it like I think looks insane and it's like, and I'm done. Voila. And it's like, that's horrible. Don't be proud. So I saw this TikTok and it was like, I use eyebrow pencil to line my lips. So I'm telling you this, like having not, I've had no clue about this Val Garland meeting and everything you're telling me. And it was like an absolute horror show. And these people were like so proud of themselves. Yeah, they're like, it stays on and it's like perfect. And everyone in the comments was like, get it, girl. And I was like, what are you seeing the same TikTok I'm seeing?
Was it visible, like an overlining trend? And you know how dark lip liner is back. And
No. Like I'm aware of that trend, but it was like, they were saying that it has the staying power. They were like, they were loving it for the staying power. If that's the aesthetic you like, that's cool. I'm not like, I like that looks on the right, like mood and everything. I'm not negging the look. So it's going to be dead clear about that. I'm just saying that like they were saying that it has the staying power, which I think is what you're saying. Like,
no, but she also liked that it was sketchier than, say, using a beige lip liner because it's not as waxy, the eyebrow pencil they have. Okay, this is going to be real nerdy, but you know how number two pencils are like a softer graphite? And if you've ever drawn, the harder pencils, the harder graphite, like doesn't lay down as much color.
Yeah,
I feel like eyebrow pencils, old school ones, especially like a Wet n Wild or that kind of thing, are like that. They don't lay down a lot of color with each stroke.
Yeah.
So if you're sketching, it's not going to give you that like dark lip lined look, clean girl aesthetic, whatever you want to call it, like chola girl. It's not that. It's more just to create like a shadow around the edge.
Talking about different aesthetics here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
So it is funny though that the headline for both this woman's TikTok and Val Garland was eyebrow pencil as lip liner, and the looks are completely different.
They're totally different looks.
Because Helen Mirren's not about to rock.
Max Spice
with a hard edge.
Who knows? Helen Mirren is very hip. She's very hip.
That's true.
Okay.
So I wanted to share that little tip.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Clearly, so it's made its way into TikTok, so that means it's real.
Yeah, I don't know if Val Garland knows what's going on right now with TikTok. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. And the pore minimizer. I thought that was helpful. If your lipstick bleeds, if you have those little lines that make your lipstick bleeds, put a little pore minimizer around your lips. Other highlight, our favorite Wonder Water, Jess. There's going to be a new iteration of that. 8-second lamellar Wonder Water, which is truly the product that keeps on giving.
I can't wait to try it.
Did you know there's already three right now? There's Elvive 8, the original, which I love, mm-hmm. Dream Lengths, Color Vive. Now they're coming up with Hyaluron Plump, Flash Hydration. You got to put hyaluronic acid in everything. Don't leave the hair out, Jess. Come on now. The hair needs some HA.
I want sparkle Wonder Water. I want my hair to literally sparkle like a freaking My Little Pony. If they could put some glitter in that.
Yes. For the uninitiated, it's $10. It is the greatest hair conditioner. It's not a conditioner. It's a clear water, like a lamellar rinse, like a micellar water, but for your hair. Shiny, smooth, run your fingers through. Like you just put 5 pounds of silicone and a deep Garnier Fructis mask, but you didn't. So it's lightweight. That is Wonder Water.
Garnier Fructis mask. I'm like, I know they're not supposed to use like this, but like I'm doing like one shots. It's like.
Like the, as your conditioner?
Yeah. like I feel like I'm using them like. One use.
Like unscrew the jar and just like scoop out like a palm full.
Yeah.
It's so good to be wasteful like that sometimes with hair mask. I love glopping
it on. My hair is really dry. Okay. Keep going. What's next?
Okay. iRobot has begun. If you'll remember, about a month ago, we reported that virtual influencers are expected to take over for human content creators, maybe even celebrities in the near future, according to the trend forecasters. So, and I think I ended that by saying, watch this space. Well, Jess, I've been watching this space and it's begun.
And the robots coming. Are watching you. What's going on? Scary.
A How Stuff Works article just came out, published, and it was reporting on two that are gaining in popularity. Rosie, she's the hottest social media star in South Korea. Not quite, but she's a model, actress, dancer. Not only, she wasn't made by like a brand. I don't know who made her, but she has different brand like activation. She did a commercial for an insurance company. And she also has a song. She has a music single, Who Am I? So anyway, that's her. Lucy on Instagram, she's here.me.lucy. She actually belongs to a brand. I don't even know. I'm treating her like she belongs. I don't know what the right verb is. Is she a pet? Is she a human?
Who owns these people? Or like, are they created by like a human and that one human is like the owner?
Yeah. Now we're getting into AI ethics. Like this is probably like a whole field of study in robotics. Anyway, Lottie Home Shopping is who quote unquote owns Lucy. And so they wrote about those two. And then there's a little study for you that you'll be intrigued to know. The Journal of New Media and Society found this year, so this is also new, see, it's coming, mm-hmm. viewers' parasocial response to virtual influencers, like the way they interact with them. You know, a parasocial is a one-sided relationship with a media persona, you know, like I have with Zendaya. anyway, the parasocial response doesn't differ significantly from a human's response to an influencer, like an AI influencer, or a real human. So
you're basically saying they're interchangeable?
I don't know what that says about our relationships with celebrities, like because celebrities aren't real to us either in a way, you know what I mean? But we get the same like vibes. We get the same feelings we'd get as if we were looking at a human. Isn't that creepy?
I need to see these people or these fake people.
They're beautiful.
Okay.
I'll link to them.
Yeah, link to them.
On the blog, fatmascara.com. When you guys keep DMing me for links, I love emailing you all individually, but also they're usually always on the blog, except for that one that wasn't Caroline. I'm sorry, you were right, and I added it. Love our Fat Mascara fam.
Eagle eye. Keeping me.
Yeah. Hey, Jess, do you want to talk about butts?
Please, always.
There's a new book out called Butts, A Backstory by Heather Radke. And I heard about it because Marissa Meltzer, a writer we both love.
Yeah, she's great.
And actually the author of the forthcoming Glossier tell-all book that's coming out. Can't wait for that. Anyway, she interviewed Heather because Heather's book just came out. The cover is amazing. It's a peach, of course. But it's fascinating and touches on a lot of topics you always hear me going on about, like evolutionary biology and health, like how we can health aspects make beauty, but not always, like things like that. And she also traces fads in butt fashion throughout history, okay? When we loved a big hip, when we liked a less big hip. And she does it all with an eye to, like, sex, politics, race gets into it, but she treats it very carefully, but funny.
So is this like an illustrated book, or is this like a
No, not
like
at all.
Book?
You know what it reminds me of? The story of, remember the guy that wrote Clean, A Story of Soap, and
how he
didn't wash it? But then he goes on interviews with different people and traces the history of soap and cleanliness. It's that kind of vibe, but for butts.
Okay.
And it gets a lot into fashion beauty because, you know.
But how could it not? Are, and pop culture, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Yeah. So I thought I'd share one little mini excerpt. I know you like fashion history as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she talked about how in the 1800s, the big hips, big butt was in with the cinch waist. And then everybody always thinks, at least I thought, this was surprising to me, that when the flappers came around in the 1920s, like the whole fashion of what a woman's body was, the fact that women's bodies go in and out of fashion, let's just put that ridiculousness
so gross.
Aside.
Yeah.
But that it changed to be this like angular flapper, right? Because it was supposed to be all about freedom, and she doesn't care, and she doesn't have to wear a corset anymore, right?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
what I always thought.
Me too.
So, quote from Heather Radke's book, Butts, A Backstory. So Valerie Steele, the director of the Museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology, argues that throughout the 1920s, a complicated, paradoxical revolution transpired. Women found themselves physically unbound from their corsets, but they began to experience a new kind of confinement. A pressure to reshape and distort their bodies, but this time not from without, but from within. In order to achieve and maintain the new fashionable silhouette, many women, you know, those who didn't naturally look like Gordon Conway and Coco Chanel, these are like women of the time, had to diet or exercise. For Valerie Steele, there was, in fact, little freedom in the new look of the 1920s. Instead, it demanded masochistic self-control and even self-harm. End quote.
But I think that kind of I don't think that's really surprising, or that's not really in conflict with what you were saying. It's like now, it's not that all of a sudden like people were skinny. It's like, oh great, now the corsets, now their armor's off, and it's like, oh crap, if I want to look lean, I better shape up. Yeah.
I think some male-driven history likes to say, oh, once the corset was removed, women were not bound. But in fact, without like the fashion binding, we got bound even harder by like the strict standards were still in place, but now you got to like diet and do all this other crap instead of just strapping on your corset or your Spanx or your Skims or whatever.
Yeah,
the silhouette
dictated what you were supposed to look like, which is exactly what's happening. What's happening? Anyone who's listening to this podcast, what's happening in your lifetime?
Yeah,
and unless you have the mental strength, or you were raised in such an amazing household where you didn't feel the pressures.
No, and I think the healthy way to deal with it is like, yes, I feel the pressures, but what you and I are doing, which is talking about it. I feel like naming the thing makes it less powerful. And
ooh,
like,
I like that.
At least we're aware that these pressures are on us, because then it feels a little bit, to me, more manageable when I talk about it. And that's what, this book is not that wonky, guys. I know. You know I love some science-y wonky. It's a fun, like, cultural romp, and it's just a really good book that I feel like if you're into our podcast, you'd be into this book as well. So, and I love supporting an author, so go buy it.
It sounds good, yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of food for thought in it. Probably
Ooh,
sounds
maybe
like
we should have her on the podcast.
Talk about butts. I think, the whole butt topic is so, it's so loaded
Remember
with,
there were
like,
butt sheet masks for, like, a year?
I mean, I think they're still out there. I still see them. I still get press releases for them. it's weighted in a lot of different things, you know, pop culture, race, certainly the idea of like, oh, now the race, you know, now butts are fashionable because, mm-hmm. you know,
she talks about
that. Yeah, one celebrity said it was, but it wasn't okay before. I think you know what celebrity I'm talking about.
Yes. And as I was reading it like 20 times, I was like, oh my God, I would share this with the fam. Oh my God, I would share this with the fam. And I was like, why don't I just tell them about the whole book? So there you go. All right, before I get out of here, I'm going to take everybody to the science corner. Let's go.
I like how you save it for the end. You wouldn't put the butt book at the end? I feel like the butt book is the perfect finisher.
You'll see why. Okay. Everybody, let's go to the science corner.
It better be a cat in a tree.
Okay, here we are in the science corner. Jess likes me to end on a little like up note neighborhoody chat. I've got it all for you in this science corner. Okay. Hot off the presses of the November edition of the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. You ready? Mm-hmm. White spaces are the new green spaces. An international team has found that spending time in snowy surroundings can improve how people feel about their own bodies. So there's been lots of research, we've talked about it and sort of poked fun at it a little bit, about forest bathing and how green spaces and parks and forests, you know, it can improve body image and how you feel about yourself. Well, this is the first study of quote-unquote white spaces and linking them to self-body image. They took 87 women in Poland in small groups. They did, you know, a psychology test before and after. The participants were sent out into the snowy wonderlands. Cue the music here, Jess, whichever song it is that you wanted, and asked to go for a walk of about 40 minutes. And then when they got back, they redid all the quizzes. They did, you know, they balanced it all out with the statistics. And just walking in snow makes people feel better about their body image.
So, I love that.
Head out into the snow if you have some.
I like that. I like that the image is also quite peaceful. I thought you were going to say that it makes people feel peace, like peaceful.
I don't see how that can't be true, but that's not what they were studying. Okay. Maybe from a sense of peace comes a sense of acceptance with your body. I also just think it's nice to be walking and reminding yourself what your body's actually for.
Yeah, so, as long as you're warm. You got to dress up warm.
Yeah, get your heat tech on. Get really warm.
I'm wearing a heat tech. Sure. I'm wearing my Uniqlo heat tech turtleneck today.
Oh, I love those. I wear one under everything in the winter.
Yeah, I have to say those are the best purchases. Okay, a preview razor wand. Razor wand to, and I don't buy a lot from Uniqlo. I don't know why, I just don't. But the Uniqlo heat tech gear is quite nice.
Oh, it's so good. It has like a silky cotton feel. It's real thin, very thin. Somehow really warm.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I have
nice fabric.
Those as well.
Washes and dries well.
It does, and it keeps a little bit of a sheen, like the cotton doesn't get pilly.
Yeah, exactly. Jen, good stuff, yeah.
You'd think I wrote about products for a living, the way I talk sometimes.
Yes, it has, very silky. The cotton is like silky and a nice silky hand feel.
That's a good one, actually. Let's both raise a wand to that.
Yeah, like that.
And that was the news. Go for a wintry wonderland walk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. We've got a good one from Lauren from LA.
Hi, Jess and Jen and everyone at Fat Mascara. My name is Lauren. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I am calling to raise a wand to a small female-owned perfume company that I recently discovered through 13 Loon. The company is called By Rosie Jane, and they have some really beautiful, clean perfumes. So there are two that really stand out to me. The first one that I really, really love is called James, and the top notes are fig, amber, and gardenia, and it's just a really lovely sort of fall. I guess the fig makes it kind of fall smell. And then the other one that really, really stands out to me that I think might be special to you is called Lake, and it is a really beautiful scent. It's lime, vanilla, sandalwood, and neroli, which is a really interesting and lovely combination. I really think that there's something for everyone here in this brand, and you can find them on 13 Loon, which is another great resource. So I think that your listeners might really enjoy it. I want to just raise a wand to this small company I recently discovered. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for everything that you do. Thanks for the pod. Bye.
Thank you, Lauren. Jess, are you going to get Lake, her namesake scent?
I totally am. I can't wait to get this. I could just picture it now. And it also sounds, well, you know, first of all, I'm running low on candles. Second of all, it just sounds perfect for this winter.
Okay. I don't know if they have a candle, but they definitely haven't. She's not ready for her first eau de toilette.
Sorry. Well, actually, don't laugh. I do spray fragrance on her sometimes, on her clothes.
Yeah, of course. I love
it. She comes into my room and she sees my collection and she wants it. So I don't want to, like, if I make it a thing where she can't have it, it's going to become like a whole thing. So I spray a little bit on her clothes.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was, I don't think it's a big deal. So no. Anyway.
That was a good one, Lauren. Thank you. As Lauren pointed out, or maybe she said in her email, she shops at 13 Loon because we've been looking for small women-owned businesses. A reminder, 13 Loon is great. They have good stuff. It's an e-commerce destination for discovery of beauty brands created by Black and Brown founders that resonate with people of all colors. But a lot of the brands are also small, indie, women-owned, which goes along with our small businessy vibe. And that's what we're still looking for. If you want to raise a wand to a little indie brand, a local favorite, you found them at the farmer's market, you shopped for them on 13 Loon, some woman you want to support, please send us a voicemail or voice memo. It's info@fatmascara.com, or you can call us and just leave a message, 646-481-8182.
Okay, I'm ready to raise a wand right now. And the one I'm going to raise a wand to is nail polish. And just a quick little backstory. A few weeks ago at Thanksgiving, my mom, who is like a very DIY kind of gal with beauty treatments, especially nails, she's been painting her nails for like decades now, decades and decades and decades. She said to me, she goes, have you heard of this brand? I'm not kidding, like true story. She's like, have you heard of this brand called Olive and Olive and
Mom, they've sponsored our podcast.
I know. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I knew. But I don't even know if I told her that. I just wanted to hear her out. She's
and their founder's been interviewed on our podcast.
I don't want to like jump down her throat. I was like, I want to know what she's got to say. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, Jesse, you have no idea. this polish. And she basically did, like, I should have just, like, pressed record. She did, like, an ad for us. It was insane. Basically, she's, like, in love with the polish, the brush, she said. And she's tried every nail polish brand under the sun. When I tell you she's, like, a DIY queen, she is the DIY queen. She's, like, the brush is amazing. The formula is amazing. She's, like, streak-free. I'm done in, like, 2 minutes. The color selection. I was like, Mom, like, this is crazy. So anyway, I'm just like, hopefully Sarah won't be mad that I'm sharing this, but I told Sarah, the founder, about this, you know, situation, and she was super nice, and she sent my mom some nail polishes. Well, she brought them to Thanksgiving because she wanted to show her sister and her niece and, like, a couple other, like, people who were there. So they were all going crazy over the nail polish because they are also, like, you know, some get their nails done, some do themselves, but they love to get their nails, you know, they like pretty nails. It was like watching, like, a bunch of, like, 13-year-old girls go crazy. And one of the cousins was like, I thought you guys were, like, playing pinochle, which I've never even seen pinochle, but, like, I guess there are pieces. They were going crazy over these, like, pieces. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And to see, like, women get so excited over nail polish and, like, do their nails at the table at, like, 70-something years old was my favorite Thanksgiving memories ever. And then my mom's like, here, I saved one for you. You should take one. And she gave me nail polish. And they were, like, color matching me. It was one of my favorite beauty memories. Oh. And I was real quiet. I did not say anything about Olive and June being a sponsor, that we know the people. It was just so fun to see and live beauty in this, like, way that was like, this is why I got into beauty. And I'll just tell you, I'm burying the lead, the nail polish is freaking good. So, end of story.
It's a favorite with my family and friends too, because I think it's at Target now. So it, like, all of a sudden,
that's where she got it.
I think that happened with people that I know too. Like, the minute it got into Target, people started talking about it more than they did when it was direct to consumer.
I think that's, well, that's funny you bring up this, like, now we're getting back to business corner. It's like, there's a limit with direct to consumer, right? Because there's my mother,
Melanie
would know
Goldstein,
who.
You're not going
to get Betty Matlin and Renee
Lipson,
Berger.
Debbie Miller. Just naming my mom and all her girlfriends.
And that Brene is my mom's sister. But to experience beauty with also women from other generations is so much fun. And
such a
Don't know, like, I'm just going to have that in memory forever. And it was, I'm like going to cry talking about it. Like, it was so much, it was so much fun. And, like, that is, like, the kind of stuff I did with my mom when I was, like, a young person and lived at home. And just, like, doing
bring
nails.
A box of, like, nail polishes to the family holiday get-together. You're right.
Yeah.
They're, like, little collectibles. People can, like, do that together. You guys, Jess is tearing up. Do you need a minute?
I am tearing up. It's just, like, there's, like, it does, yeah, just, like, simple, fun stuff is, like, what it takes to just kind of connect.
I love
connect. This. Yeah. So,
I
anyway.
I feel like I shouldn't raise a wand because it's just going
to. No.
I'm not raising one. I'm going to save mine
until
next week.
No,
we're
like
ending
I was
on
blabbing
this.
Too much. I'm like blabbing way too much, but
not at all. I'm not doing it. I'm going to send us out. I want to go to beauty sleep thinking about the ladies, the girls.
The ladies, the girls.
The goyles from Jersey doing the nails at the table with their Olive and June polishes, like little candy collectibles in all different colors.
It was so fun. So
I
fun.
Oh, all right. We've got a big holiday festive with a big well, she's not a holiday personality. She's a big fashion and beauty personality and fragrance personality on Friday.
We do.
So we will see you back in your earbuds on Friday. Until then, get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.